Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to bring value to his clients and support them further in achieving the most value out of their relationship with him. So I am super excited to introduce Rick Lawson. Now, Rick is an enthusiast entrepreneur, business owner, and coach. He started his career working in sales and marketing for corporate America, working as a regional sales manager for an insurance company, selling insurance policies as an agent before working as a commissioned salesman for a large roofing company. Now there he advanced to managing 22 salespeople to 10.5 million in sales in just over a year. In 2001, he went out on his own to start a roofing company that has grown into handling multiple trades as a general contractor. While enjoying his company's success, Rick saw the growing need for effective social media marketing for small businesses in 2018 and created a marketing agency to serve his clients. Now, in addition to running two companies, Rick is an accomplished musician who loves spending time with his beautiful wife and seven boys. He loves helping others become more successful through coaching and mentoring. Well, welcome, Rick. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
It's great to be here, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love how you are helping people in so many different ways, right? Through your general contracting work, as well as this really demystifying what for so many people is so overwhelming, and that's social media marketing. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing. So Rick, you know, I'm curious here. I know that when I was introducing you, I talked about how you have grown a very successful, general contracting company and working with multiple trades. But what sparked the interest, or what was the tipping point that prompted you to start your social media marketing business?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I've had a long-term dedication to running my contracting business, but I discovered a long time ago that I really enjoyed the sales and marketing aspect of it, having, you know, done that before in my career. Mm-hmm. And I really loved interacting with people on social media and was quickly doing it on my own business. And I realized that so many of other contractors just were represented so poorly in that area. And I saw an opportunity. And then we were very reliant on business coming from storm events, and the storm events in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had diminished. And so I was looking for another way to, you know, grab a little more income for my family, because I have a large family. Mm-hmm. And social media marketing allowed me to have the freedom to do that with a lot of upside income, and do it as kind of a free time business.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it is an area that people are struggling with and trying to figure out how to actually utilize those powerful platforms in a way that will bring them, you know, build their business. So yeah, I love that. So it sounds like was it 2018, right, that you started this focus in addition to the work you're doing as a contractor, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So has this coaching and mentoring business within social media marketing, has that, you know, evolved at all over the course of that time since 2018?
Has the business evolved since then?
Yeah, has your focus, you know, in terms of how you're, you know, maybe the niche you were in, or, you know, the type of services you were offering, or has it evolved from your very, you know, the beginning of it to now?
Well, I would say that originally when I first started, I had one large client that was a local marketing agency that mainly specialized in SEO and website building and so on. And the owner was a friend of mine and did not like doing social media. And mm-hmm. he kept me busy with, you know, I had 8 or 9 clients that I basically had one billing, but handling all these different businesses. Mm-hmm. Then he ended up partnering up with another company that was a pretty substantial financial deal that allowed him to staff up his office. And so he took the social media marketing in-house. And so I was left to go out on my own and mm-hmm. secure my own clients. And so mm-hmm. I would say that since 2018, then my focus began to be, let me go find clients on my own and close those clients and secure them. And initially it was try to get everybody that I could, regardless of the business niche, but more right. lately I'm focusing on, you know, contractors and builders, people that are in line with the other business that I have.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. It's always easier to focus your marketing when there is one specific niche that you're reaching out to. So yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way, besides the fact that, you know, you had this one big client and then they took the service that you were providing to them in-house? So that's a huge challenge to have to overcome, but obviously you landed on your feet and were seeking new clients. But was there anything else that kind of jumped up that you've had to navigate around?
Well, absolutely. You know, the biggest challenge is the challenge that so many of us have had to face is the COVID effect on my business. You know, I quickly built up my client list where, you know, as a part-time, essentially a part-time business, you know, was generating over $60,000 a year income for myself. And then COVID hit and I lost about 80% of my business, because a lot of times small businesses bail on their marketing efforts because they see that as something that's expendable. As they're trying to, you know, kind of tighten their own purse strings. Mm-hmm. And so I lost a lot of clients very quickly. And so I'm in a rebuilding stage, even as we speak. And so I would say that's the single largest challenge for me. Other than that, it's just been the lead generation thing that every, you know, sales driven business has.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, the pandemic has had a big impact on so many different, you know, levels of just our, you know, our lives, from our own health and well-being to, you know, trying to manage working remotely or not working remotely, or, you know, all those kinds of things. And it sounds like, given the fact that your focus was on the smaller, maybe startup businesses or people that were impacted by the pandemic, that really impacted your client base. So yeah. And obviously, you know, Rick, you have a solid expertise based on years of being within the sales and marketing field, back within your insurance business, and then on into your contracting role. And so carrying forward that skill set into this business is obviously of huge value. And you're an expert at helping other entrepreneurs really gain better presence on social media, which is so critical, because that is one of the biggest places that people hang out, right? My son is a fly fishing guide, and I asked him one time what was the secret to his success, because he was one of the best guides here in our region. And he said, it's really simple. You just have to know what kind of fish you want to catch, and you know where those kind of fish hang out in the river. And then you know, look under a rock to see what they're feeding on, because that's what's hatching. And you just put in front of them what it is they're hungry for, and they jump on your hook. So it's like,
I love that. Like
marketing, you know, you have to know what kind of fish you're looking for and where they hang out and what they're hungry for. And then you just offer that to them. And obviously then the rest is sales. So, you know, you had mentioned lead generation as being mm-hmm. one of those things. So, you know, how do you feel about the sales or the client enrollment process of building a business? This is a very different skill set than, you know, helping people with their social media. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part? I know you've got a deep background in selling.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first thing, and I love the fly fishing metaphor that you have there, you know, because I think that as a small business owner, and, you know, it's having come from, you know, working for large companies before, you know, I really, one of the things that they had so well in place were systems that were designed to attract their business and close sales and lots of training. And I benefited from a lot of that stuff. You know, I went going through Xerox, you know, sales training and even, you know, customer service training, value selling, all those kinds of things. And when we hang our own shingle out there and we have a small business, sometimes in the midst of running everything, you kind of start, or at least my experience is that I started relying on my strong points and began to ignore my weak points and didn't really develop a lot of good systems, you know, like a sales call or a presentation. I remember when I started in the roofing business, I had the advantage of working for a large roofing company originally, and they had a pitch presentation book. And I remember that ultimately, as I began to manage the office and was handling a lot of production and so on, I got away from that pitch, you know, book kind of thing. And I started leaving pieces out that didn't seem, you know, I thought it was my personality that was making sales, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned over time is that, you know, there's a lot of good practices that you can't ignore or stop using just because you get really used to your own presentation. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally. Absolutely. Because it's not necessarily about the person that's making the presentation. It's about the person that's receiving the presentation and what they need in order to be able to make their decision. And so when you start shortcutting the process and thinking that, well, I can just be casual about this because I'm so comfortable and confident, it ends up taking away some of those critical elements that are actually needed for your potential client to feel the confidence and clarity about making their decision. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's spot on right there. So, you know, that's the thing is that other than that, you know, the way that I gain my social media clients is I use a lot of outbound messaging via LinkedIn, for example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the challenges there are finding the right way that you're attracting people's interest in what you have to offer without a kind of a spamming sort of feel. The technology has increased the pace of making things happen, but it's also depersonalized a lot of interactions, especially the initial interactions with people. And you think that, you know, you're scaling up your efforts, your outbound efforts to generate leads, but sometimes it's really at the expense of building a relationship first, because people like to do business with people they know and like.
Yeah.
You have to take the time to give them that opportunity to get to know you. And mm-hmm. so what I mean by that is that I find that I have to be careful about balancing the desire to scale up with not letting go of the patience that's required in building necessary relationships.
Yep.
To affect sales.
Right. No, that is a very important component, because you're absolutely right. I mean, if somebody feels like you're just reaching out to them in order to make a sale, then, you know, they're probably not going to respond to you. But if they feel like you're reaching out because you genuinely are interested in their success specific to the work that you do, then, you know, that has a totally different energy to it. And, you know, cadence and the way that you're speaking with them, even through the instant messenger application through LinkedIn, is a completely different type of an experience. So, yeah, well, there any specific, you know, challenge or frustration that you'd like a little insight around that I might provide you with some support?
Yeah, I one thing that came to mind, and I was actually thinking about this earlier, is I think overcoming imposter syndrome you know, social media marketing kind of comes easy for me because I'm a creative and I do put a lot of effort in it. I differentiate myself, and then I'm not just, you know, throwing some arbitrary stock photo up and trite post language. I really try to put effort into making something work and have it be converting for someone, even though the intent of social media is less, you know, conversion and more brand building and relationship, you know, establishing, credibility building, and so on. But I would really like to go after bigger ticket clients because, you know, I obviously want to limit my time that I have to spend on this because I'm running more than one business. And then also have less clients, but higher revenue per client. And in order to do that, then I need to overcome those self-doubts about, particularly if something seems easy to me, is it really valuable to someone else?
Right. Yeah. No, that is a very common type thing because, like I said, you know, we all have a zone of genius, and that means it's something that it just comes effortlessly to us. But to somebody else, it's like a foreign language. And it's exactly what you just mentioned in terms of the social media, marketing, the presence, it's just a very easy thing for you. So in terms of, you know, how to bring more value into that so that the person that you're presenting the opportunity to is willing to invest in your work at a higher level, but yet, you know, you have to manage your own time investment because you're running another company. So it's an interesting, you know, balancing act. Obviously, since one of your zones of genius is, you know, delivering value, that obviously is going to come at, you know, a focus for you. And so when I think I understand the question in terms of how do you get over the imposter syndrome feeling, even though doing your work is something that you know that others don't have that ability? Is that the question?
Well, I think it's kind of on that track, but it's more of, are there specific things that one can do to bolster your sense of the value that you offer others?
Oh, okay.
So that you can then attract a higher revenue client. You know, if in the coaching arena, you know, it would be a matter of putting together some kind of curriculum that I am convinced is worthy of presenting to someone and that might want to hire me as a coach, you know. Mm-hmm. I've personally hesitated in that arena because I often don't feel like I'm successful enough, or I don't have enough really to show that would be helpful to other people. But then I have people approaching me all the time asking me to mentor them, or can I help them do this or that? And it's, you know, it's the kind of thing where I'm going, oh, I guess I should be doing more of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's overcoming fear. It's overcoming that sense of, do I really have something that is worth offering?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's, and you know, having those self-doubts goes along with the territory. As soon as you jump out into a field that you know that you've got the skills, but yet you know, you don't have that established reputation yet, why it is a tricky spot to be in. But obviously you worked with a very large client, supporting that client's multitude of different clients, right, with their social media. So that right there is proof of the pudding. That right there is credibility in terms of what you've done in the past, to be able to present a proven track record. So in my mind, it's just a matter of presenting that your insights and how you've developed your expertise, and in terms of presenting an opportunity for a potential client, the value is always around the outcome that is achieved, you know. And if the outcome is something that without working with you, their business is not going to soar to that next level, or they might be surpassed by another competitor, you know, they'll be left behind. Those are all the risks of not staying current with social media marketing. And so with your expertise, obviously they can stay at the front and maintain their brand and maintain their level of presence as a well-known business or, you know, coach or consultant or whatever it is they do. So the value of your work then is commensurate to, you know, the level of service that you provide, which is, in my mind, extremely valuable.
Well, that makes absolute sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that, you know, helps to provide a little bit different insight for you. And, you know, I know we spoke about the pandemic having such a huge impact on your business, right?
Yes.
In terms of it really shifted the financial stability for so many people. But I'm curious here, it also, because of the pandemic, a lot of people jumped into business, right? They were furloughed from their corporate role, or, you know, they decided that, you know what, I actually didn't like what I was doing before. And now that I'm, you know, I've got a little bit more extra time on my hands, I think I'm going to start my own business. And so I'm just curious, did you find that, you know, there were actually a surge of people that were entering into the new business space that, you know, realized that, hey, I don't know anything about social media marketing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. A few people like that. One of my clients actually started a little small restaurant right as the pandemic began, and quickly they found out that they had to shift their business model to a kind of a meal prep type of business, mm-hmm. where,
right.
you know, they prepared stuff in advance and people would just come by
yeah.
and pick it up. And the person didn't, they were referred to me by a mutual friend because they didn't even have a Facebook page. They were just like a Luddite when it came to, you know, anything computer and,
right.
and not to mention just, I mean, they were involved in cooking all the food and they didn't have time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they definitely had a need that was created out of the pandemic. And then, yeah, anecdotally, there's been a lot of people that, you know, found that they had to start working at home and that began to open up their minds about, you know, living the laptop business lifestyle. You know, I see a lot more people talking about that in my, you know, in my friend lists. You know, there's definitely a hunger out there
right.
for reevaluating, you know, what your business life balance mixture, if you will, is today. And I think it is inviting a lot more entrepreneurialism.
You know, definitely.
And we'll, you know, I'm not concerned at all about the potential for me, because almost every small business has a need for my service, because even if they know how to post on Facebook and are good at creating, you know, the posts and all of that, that's really not their zone of genius.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, they'd right. be in the marketing business.
Exactly.
You know? They need yeah. to be, you know, they need to make food if they have a restaurant, or, you know, run a roofing crew if they own a roofing company, you know?
Yep.
And so that's, you know, that's one of the ways that I present what I do, is that I want to free you up to work on what you love doing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your real purpose and focus?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, as far as the coaching arena, you know, one of the things you may have noticed from my background is that it's pretty varied, you know, contracting, social media, coaching, music, you know, I don't want to be jack of all trades, master of none. So I'm also a work in progress and kind of determining, as you like to say, that zone of genius where I can, you know, ultimately leverage for the best my time and then my gifting to provide value to people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way for me to do that? That's what I'm seeking to do. And I know that my end game, because I'm reaching an age where I don't really want to be hopping up and down on roofs, you know, even though I've been in business for 20 years with the roofing company, I'm really ready to take my marketing business to the level where, you know, I can sell my roofing company and step away from that business totally.
Right.
And, you know, and then be able to scale up so that I can bring in, you know, young minds, people that are, you know, that are well-versed on the latest methods, because, you know, it's the marketing world is an ever-changing world, and it requires, you can get boxed into your own concepts about things, and it's important to foster new ideas, and that mm-hmm. that's going to require me to build something that, you know, I can hire some young marketers to come work for me.
right?
That's my end game.
Yeah, the social media space is constantly evolving, so it does require that ongoing education and just staying up on the latest and greatest and what the trends are and what's working now, because usually 2 weeks ago it was different and now so it's constantly evolving. So yeah, well, Rick, how do you work with entrepreneurs who want to, you know, finally have that solid presence on social media and are building their brand and their relationships and, you know, establishing that credibility? Can you share a little about your approach?
Yeah, well, of course, initially I make contact with entrepreneurs, either through referrals, through LinkedIn, various different ways. And then I set up an initial call with those people so that we can talk about what they're looking to accomplish with their businesses and then see if we have a kind of meeting of the minds on philosophy about the way they do business, because I want it to be a good fit, because I'm not just providing a service to someone as a, you know, an outsourced, you don't know me kind of way. I kind of view myself as an add-on to their business, as a kind of like, now they have an in-house marketing person without the need to actually hire an employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Well, so Rick, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Well, the best way they can do that is to go to rickthemarketingguy.com. If they go there, that's going to route you to my primary Facebook business page. I'm on Instagram also, you know, at the real Rick Lawson, and Twitter, the same handle and so on. The best way to get to know me is to find me on social media, because that's where I'm demonstrating to people what I do.
Right. That is your space. Okay. Yep. So that is rickthemarketingguy.com. And that will direct them to your Facebook page, or they can find you on Instagram. And I think you said Twitter.
Yep. And LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. Yep. Okay. The real Rick Lawson. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Rick, you know, it's just been so great hearing about the work that you're doing, and you've provided some really awesome insights. If I could tap on you one last time in our conversation here, if you could share maybe some advice, you know, maybe an additional golden nugget of wisdom with, say, a fellow frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed.
Well, it's a really simple cliche type of thing, but cliches exist because they're just true. And the one for me that's worked so well is just don't quit. Uh-huh. Don't quit. There's an answer out there. You may have to pay for the answer. In fact, I would strongly recommend any entrepreneur needs to have a coach themselves. No matter what your expertise is, there's going to be big holes in your vision and perception of what's going on in your business, because you're often too close to it to see it. And so don't quit. Keep looking for the answers. Keep working hard. You know, luck comes when opportunity meets preparedness. And when you do a lot of work and you make a lot of effort, a lot of things happen. Right. And the last thing I would say is that embrace the concept of failure. It's the same thing we've heard again. Failures are learning experiences. It was Pitbull who said he doesn't believe in epic failure. He believes in epic learning. And it's also knowing that while you're not quitting, you may be pivoting to a different business. And that was what brought me to social media marketing off the contracting world, because I was not getting the volume that I needed. I didn't have to quit the contracting business, but now my focus is really growing in the marketing arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah, both of those things are really sound advice. Just don't quit, you know. Yep. It can seem like we're deep into the muck, right? And the tunnel is going nowhere, but just continue with that vision and that determination. You are going to, like you said, find the answers and find the opportunities and really everything that's needed. And then, you know, get the insights from those who have the expertise. We aren't born with a full knowledge of growing a business. business or starting a business. So it stands to reason that, you know, there's some, you know, information that needs to be acquired, and the best way to do it is through a mentor or an expert. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. And it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early work within the insurance industry, then making a big transition into roofing, and obviously excelling within that business, and starting your own general contracting business and maintaining that while also sharing some expertise and really pursuing this additional focus where you're really helping make such a huge impact for entrepreneurs and business owners by, you know, helping them to maintain or achieve that important presence on social media and really demystify the whole social media marketing thing, because that can be really overwhelming. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I've really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward I'm going to dive deeper into you and what you're doing as well. I know you're helping a lot of people with what you do, and I'm excited to be any part of that. So thank you again for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Rick Lawson through his website, rickthemarketingguy.com. And that will take you to his Facebook profile, his Facebook business page. And you can also follow him on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And be sure to, you know, reach out to Rick for any insights that you need in terms of your social media marketing. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great, let's do it. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Rick Lawson. And as always, here's to your success.